This is Dr. Mejia, advocating for the patient Carmen Franco, medical records 152514, date of birth 4/22/1970. Reform physician Dr. Giovanni Hernandez, procedure performed GD colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsies, snare carpolepectomy, date of the procedure November 11, 2022, indication, screening for colon cancer, GERD, dyspepsia, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, mild gastritis, number 2, mild duodenitis, number 3, internal hemorrhage, 4, melanosis coli, next number 2, colon polyps removed, per paragraph, deform insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, second for the colonoscopy, complication, non-immediately, medication, as per monitoring anesthesia care, per paragraph, open procedure, as per double temple, per paragraph findings, motor findings appear normal, per paragraph esophagus appear normal, per paragraph stomach, there's mild diffuse erythema, anthroma, body biopsy taken, large pylori, per paragraph duodenum D1, there's erythema, erosions in the duodenum above, consistent with duodenitis, per second portion of the duodenum appear normal, per biopsy taken from second portion of the duodenum, celiac disease, per paragraph, colonoscopy findings in the rectum, internal hemorrhage, grade 1, period. In the rectal sigmoid colon, there's 2 diminutive polyp, about 3 millimeters pale co-biopsy polypectomy performed, period. It's moderate to severe melanosis coli present in the sigmoid descending colon, splenic flexure, pure paragraph, transverse colon, severe melanosis coli, period. Cesar polyp, 10 millimeters to move our snake out of polypectomy, pure paragraph, hepatic flexure, ascending colon, cecum, melanosis coli present, period, otherwise normal, pure paragraph. Recommendations 1, for pathology reports, number 2, high fiber diet, 3, fiber supplementation, next number, monitor clinic, next number, avoid NSAIDs, next number. Follow up in GI office in 3 to 4 weeks. Next time, we'll repeat colonoscopy in 3 years.